WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. New this morning, Time Magazine's Person of the Year is Donald Trump. Editor Nancy Gibbs said on NBC's Today Show a few minutes ago,
"When have we ever seen a single individual who has so defied expectations, broken the rules, violated norms, beaten not one but two political parties on the way to winning an election that he entered with 100-1 odds against him?"
Gibbs says Hillary Clinton came in second in the voting for Person of the Year. Hackers came in third. Donald Trump is warning Congress not to try and block his nomination of James Mad Dog Mattis as defense secretary. Mattis appeared alongside Mr. Trump at a thank you tour rally in North Carolina last night.
"I look forward to being the civilian leader so long as the Congress gives me the waiver."
He'll get that waiver, right? He's going to get that. Oh, if he didn't get that waiver, there'd be a lot of angry people.
Both General Mattis and Donald Trump, they're alluding to this legal battle that they have ahead in Congress, that Mattis needs to obtain this special waiver from Congress in order to be considered for this job. So Trump sending a little bit of a warning sign, a threat to Congress, you better get this passed through.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. A broken water main in the Gainesville Haymarket area has left hundreds of homes without water service this morning, and about 10 Prince William County schools are also affected. Kids are being advised to bring bottled water for their personal use today. And get a list of the affected communities at WMAL.com. D.C. is a step closer to guaranteeing paid time off from work for non-federal workers caring for themselves, a newborn, or a family member. And it would be funded through a 0.62% payroll tax on all employers.
The bill introduced 14 months ago by Councilmember Alyssa Silverman easily passed a preliminary vote.
It has 8 weeks of parental leave, 6 weeks of family care, and 2 weeks of personal medical care.
Chairman Phil Mandelson says it makes D.C. more competitive.
As long as we don't create too big a burden, and we don't with this bill, then it makes employment in the district more attractive.
That's just almost a ridiculous argument.
Two-thirds of the beneficiaries would be non-district residents, and because of that, Councilmember Jack Evans isn't convinced this is the best version of the bill.
There's no businesses that are having a hard time attracting employees.
Mayor Bowser hasn't signaled her position, but it has a veto-proof majority at the council. At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Could Virginia gun owners soon have to register their firearms? There is a proposal to study that idea.
Virginia State Senator Barbara Favola is behind the study proposal.
This study in no way is going to look at limiting the type of person who could purchase a gun or the number of firearms that can be purchased.
The Democrat says she wants to see if a registry could help police fight or deter crime. GOP State Senator Dick Black doesn't like the idea at all.
Killers do not, line up to register their firearms.
Senator Black says he doesn't think a single Republican will vote for this bill. Favola says she's planning for the opposition. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Protest organizers say the National Park Service is quashing dissent by blocking access to public space for those who want to demonstrate during Donald Trump's inauguration. The Park Service historically reserves space for use by the inaugural committee, but activists say this year the denial of protest permits has gone too far. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,252, the NASDAQ at 53.33. Sports, 52 points from John Wall wasn't enough as the Wizards lose to the Magic. College basketball wins for Virginia and Navy. AU loses. The Maryland women win their ninth in a row. Hockey, the Caps are home tonight to take on the Bruins. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Holiday traditions, holiday parties, holiday shopping can all be ruined by holiday weather.
A winter weather advisory has been issued.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality. Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan. In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Route 50 commuters. Here's what's going on if you're trying to head up toward the Fair Oaks Mall and I-66. The crash is going to be inbound eastbound 50 before you get there, right near West Ox Road. So do watch for police at the scene. Again, 50 prior to the Fair Oaks Mall heading toward 66. Now, on 66, overall, still have delays passing 234 in Manassas through Centerville. Fair Oaks most of the way to the Vienna Metro and each direction through Falls Church. Very slow. Seen that pick up a lot of extra volume now that we've been under Safe Track Surge number 11, where those orange lines are single tracking between East and West Falls Church. All right, top side of the Maryland Beltway, still no recovery. Earlier morning accidents out of the travel lines, but from the IKEA, solid lineup to get you past George Avenue with all those arteries. 29, George Avenue, 95, very slow to merge onto that stretch of the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running overcast around this morning, but clearing coming. We'll continue to see more and more sunshine as the day goes on. 52 with a northwest breeze. Tonight a little colder, 36. Suburbs will be colder than that. Probably some 20 showing up. About to go away to sunshine tomorrow, 48. Colder air in for late week into the weekend. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Alexandria, 37 in Frederick, 45 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Donald Trump gets more pushback from critics of his national security advisor pick. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. In just a few moments, we're going to be talking to Hans Reimer, Montgomery County Council member. In Montgomery County, they have a proposal because they want you to drive slower. What is that all about? We'll talk to Hans Reimer in just a few minutes. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And yesterday, the Washington Post had a full-page cover story there by Bob Woodward about an audit, a report that the Pentagon had done on itself that showed evidence of $125 billion in bureaucratic waste. And they buried that report for what looks like political purposes. Joining us right now is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Republican of Texas, Representative Mac Thornberry. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks for having me.
So what's your committee going to do about this?
Well, I think the better question at the beginning is, what have we already done about it? As a matter of fact, we had this report and we specifically referenced in the defense bill that we passed in the spring of 2015. And so we have already taken action, for example, to mandate a 25% reduction in administrative support. This year, we're cutting the number of general flag officers by 12%, as well as the number of SES employees in the Pentagon. We've got reforms of the health care system, a number of acquisition reform, a number of things already. What the Pentagon didn't want to pursue this, and so what we're trying to get is the underlying data that will help inform more decisions that we make.
Well, they've classified that or decided that that information should remain secret. Is that right?
Well, they have restricted it so that it's been hard to come by. Both Chairman McCain and I have asked for that underlying data now. Look, there's no doubt that there is waste and inefficiency in the Pentagon, as in every other federal agency. But there's also no doubt that the money you save on those support functions can be used to go to the frontline warfighters.
Well,
and that's exactly what we're trying to get done.
But their mindset over there apparently was, according to this article, and it doesn't seem too far-fetched. Okay, look, if we admit that there's $125 billion of waste, fraud, and abuse in the system, then they'll only cut our budget and we can't have that.
Yeah, and that's the wrong mindset. What I hope the new team thinks about is, okay, we've got a problem. We need to work with the folks in Congress to get rid of that waste and use those resources more efficiently. You know, this can you'll never get rid of it all. But this can be made much better with a cooperative partnership rather than hiding information, hunkering down, and being afraid.
This is the part of the article that jumped out to both Brian and myself. Some Pentagon leaders said they fretted that by spotlighting so much waste, the study would undermine their repeated public assertions that years of budget austerity had left the armed forces starved for funds. And let's face it, this was during the time of the sequester, when President Obama was going out there hammering you congressional Republicans, Chairman Thornberry, for the sequester cuts, saying that you were basically, quote unquote, shortchanging counterterrorism efforts. In other words, we're more vulnerable to terrorist attacks because of the sequester cuts. Is it possible, in your opinion, that for political purposes from this administration and their narrative about sequester cuts, this $125 billion bureaucratic waste report was squelched because it got in the way of the president's narrative?
Yeah, I think yes, and it's even worse, actually. Remember, what he was trying to do was to say that, yeah, we've got shortages in the military, but I will not increase the military budget $1 unless you people in Congress agree to raise domestic spending by the equal amount.
But meanwhile, how can you say you've got shortages in the military when you've got $125 billion that can be found right away with one move?
Well, I think that's the issue here. It's not like there's a line item that you can say, okay, here's $125 billion, we can put something into law, strike it, and then take that money. A lot of the where they find efficiencies in comparing the Pentagon to business requires changes to civil service law and renegotiating all the Pentagon contracts and so forth.
Okay.
So there's not like one thing that you can do. And the rest of the story is, if everything worked perfectly that they recommended, it's still not enough to solve the readiness problems that are very real. The airplanes that are not able to fly, the training that is not going on, the ships that are being cannibalized, that is real, and this does not solve all of that. But it's still important for the Pentagon and Congress to work together to make it as efficient as we can, root out as much waste as we can, and that's exactly what we have been doing on our side of the river for the last 2 years, and we're going to stay after it.
There's a pending matter I need to ask you about, and that has to do with the waiver that needs to be passed by Congress before James Mattis could be the Secretary of Defense in the Trump administration. And the stories that I've read from overnight suggest that the measure has been put in the continuing resolution that would continue funding the government through, I think, April of 2017, and Democrats are a little concerned about that. Where does that stand this morning?
Well, that is not true.
Okay.
What is in the continuing resolution are some expedited Senate procedures to prevent somebody from filibustering the bill when it is considered in the new Congress. There is nothing at all that grants the waiver now, nothing at all that affects the House. My view is I think Jim Mattis is a terrific nominee, and I fully support him. I also think we consider this waiver on its own, and we will shortly after the first of the year.
All right, so that'll be taken up next year, and this just sort of expedites the process.
Exactly. In the Senate only. I mean, that's where the only place that this CR language applies is the Senate.
Is it possible it'll get hung up over there?
Oh, I can't predict the Senate, but it seems to me that this is a pretty small matter in a bill that keeps the government operating into next year, so I would hope not.
Right, yeah, are you ready for CNN to have a countdown clock of how the Democrats have shut down the federal government over this issue, Chairman?
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I don't hold your breath on that one. But you like Mattis, you think, and you think the moves being made in the national security arena and the defense arena on Trump have been pretty good so far?
I absolutely do. Look, this waiver, this exception, has been granted once before, and that was to General George Marshall. So you had an extraordinary person and very challenging times. I think that's what we're dealing with now. General Mattis is an extraordinary man, an extraordinary leader, very thoughtful, thought and read more about warfare and strategy than I think anybody else. And then you look, we've got all these threats around the world that are coming at us right and left. We need a leader like that. So I think a one-time exception that applies only to him is appropriate.
Do you think if General Mattis were to list the top three security threats to the United States of America and our allies, do you think at any point he would mention climate change, Mr. Chairman?
I doubt it.
That's what I thought, and that's why we like him.
Practical and clear-eyed, and boy, I can't wait to have him at the Pentagon to be our partner in rooting out waste and to see the threats we face in a clear-eyed, practical, no-nonsense fashion.
Chairman Mac Thornberry, Texan, Republican out of the House Armed Services Committee, the chairman there, by the way. Great to have you as always. Thanks for joining us.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first off the fives. Here is J.B. Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And on the Rock Creek Parkway right now, if you're coming southbound, everybody's coming southbound, all lanes in that direction. Just near Massachusetts Avenue, before you get to P Street, crews at last check, we're still dealing with a downed tree in the left lane of the forest. So southbound Rock Creek Parkway, just keep alert, again, before you get to P Street. On to the Beltway we go. Maryland, boy, very slow. From near the IKEA around toward George Avenue, 95, with the delays south of the ICC to merge on. Some commuters bailing out and using Powder Mill Road, and now I have a crash right near High Point High School on Powder Mill Road, so do watch for police direction there. On the George Washington Parkway, southbound, south of 123, down toward the Overlooks and the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, slow in the northbound direction of the GW Parkway, north of the Key Bridge, right near the exit for Spout Run Parkway, report of a crash. Now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got some clouds in the sky this morning, but they'll give way to afternoon sunshine, high of 52 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 36. And then tomorrow, again, early clouds, partial clearing by the afternoon. Tomorrow's high, 48. Yeah, temperatures are starting to drop. By the time we hit Friday, we're going to have lows in the upper 20s. Right now, 43 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:17.
Joining us now on the line is Hans Reimer, an at-large council member in Montgomery County Council. We've asked him to come on because we read this story the other day, and I'm sort of in disbelief. I need some understanding of what is going on here, and maybe he can provide it. In Montgomery County, it's pretty tough to get around, but they want to slow down the traffic in some areas. Council member Reimer, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Spend a few minutes before I join the rest of the world on the Beltway and on my way to work.
All right. Well, you know how difficult it is to get around. Why are we slowing down in some neighborhoods the speed limit? Why is that something you would like to see?
Well, what I'd like to see is the ability of the county on streets inside residential neighborhoods, not on the highways, not on the arterials, inside residential neighborhoods, particular places where we have safety issues. I'd like the county Department of Transportation to have the ability to reduce the limit from 25 to 20. And as it turns out, we actually don't have that ability. The state law prohibits us from going below 25 in a residential neighborhood, even though these are county roads, you know, paid for by county taxpayers. So I'm seeking legislation that will give us that ability, and then we can begin to devise a thoughtful approach for neighborhoods where we have real safety issues.
Well, what isn't the end result of this likely to be any little homeowner association can get together and, you know, one person says, I want the traffic to slow down here. And so you end up having a lot of these things in different neighborhoods around the county. And for the poor driver, it's hard to know exactly where you can drive 30 and where you have to drive 20.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, it should always be clear what the speed limit is where you're driving. And if it's not clear, the County Department of Transportation will make sure that it is clear by putting up appropriate signage. I do think it's true that there will be a lot of homeowners associations that seek to lower speed limits in particular areas on particular streets. Whether they get that will be a decision made really according to criteria that are objective by our Department of Transportation. There is a requirement that no change can be made without a traffic study. So it's not going to be a political decision. It's not going to be a decision just based on, you know, the number of emails that the department gets. It's going to be based on some objective criteria that they will develop in a thoughtful way.
Will you also have studies that look at the existing speed limits to see whether or not they are already artificially too low?
I can't think of neighborhood residential speed limits that are artificially low currently. You know, if that's something that I'd be happy to ask the Department of Transportation if they if that's something they've ever heard anyone suggest.
Yeah, I mean, right now the Maryland state law is for an undivided residential road, the default speed limit is 30 miles an hour. That means if there's no posting and there's nothing there, you should just assume it's 30 miles an hour. And my understanding is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, right now you have the right within the county for a county residential road to reduce that. If you post it, you can reduce that default 30 mile per hour down to 25 mile per hour, but you can't go below 25. And right now there's some politician in Annapolis who may have been elected by people in Baltimore who has control over what you as a county council member here in Montgomery County can do based on the people who live on a residential street. And all you want is the freedom to be able to say, you know what, circumstances on this street suggest, and we're the local representative, so we know it better than some guy in Annapolis, local conditions suggest that we should be able to reduce this to 20, and all you want is the freedom to do that.
You got it, except for 25. But yeah, the default, there's two pieces of legislation, but you got it. That's exactly it. This is our county. These are our dollars. These are our roads. And the state legislature can decide policy for state roads they pay for with state dollars.
What do you say to people who say this is really just a money grab? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to lower the speed limits, and then you're going to put more speed cameras out here, and it's just so you can make more money off speeders.
Right. I understand that concern. I really do. I don't have any desire to do that. I told the Department of Transportation and the police department that this is not a way to deploy speed cameras in a new way. Speed cameras work to improve safety. The National Insurance Association studied them and found that Montgomery County's speed camera policy has significantly reduced collisions and improved safety. So they do work, but they naturally drive people crazy, and I understand that. But
do you really think they work? Do you really think they work? That was a little bit off topic, but do you really think they work? Because I sit there and I watch them, and I see what happens is people slow down for 100 yards, and then they go right back to doing what they were doing before.
You know, it's interesting. My experience as a driver was once red light cameras were instituted at lights, I changed my behavior. And gradually, as a driver, I learned to change my behavior in other areas as well. And I'm now at the point, you know, getting to be a middle-aged guy, where I'm relaxed behind the wheel, and I think more about safety than I think about anything else. And really, that's the mindset that I think a lot of people are starting to adopt.
So, and you're hearing from people in residential neighborhoods who are concerned about the speed. And I'm guessing, especially, you know, when it comes to some of these streets in Bethesda, that these are people whose streets have now, you know, they bought a home on a residential street. And is it true that their concern is that their residential street has now become
workaround,
a thoroughfare for people trying to get from I-270 to Old Georgetown Road or to Wisconsin or something and try to avoid traffic, so they're plowing through at some higher speeds than a residential neighborhood would normally see?
You do have that. You know, I use Waze, and Waze will send you through a neighborhood, you know, without really making it clear to you that you're cutting through a residential neighborhood now, and you're only saving 1 minute.
Yeah.
And on that 1 minute diversion, you are racing through a residential community, and you are making everybody feel unsafe, and it's just really degrading the quality of life for a lot of people. So our drivers, you know, all of us, we have to be thoughtful about, is this Waze trip through this neighborhood really worth it for everybody? If I save 1 minute by racing through a residential neighborhood, is that really that important to me?
All right. Well, I guess we could just lower it to, like, you know, 5, and then everybody would be safe.
I don't think that's desirable at all. What I have found is that there are some places where driving 25 in the neighborhood really seems like it's too fast. There are some places where driving 25 really seems appropriate. So what we need is to be able to distinguish between the two, but it's really...
Right.
It's about trying to start a culture change and to have everybody just take the edge off and think about safety.
Well, and even more importantly, I think, if I may, the principle here is, who knows better what a speed limit on a Bethesda road should be than the people who live there and the representatives who were elected to represent the people who live there, not some politician in Annapolis.
Amen, brother.
And that really is the law at play here. Well, Brian and I will continue disagreeing about this, Mr. Council Member. But mark this down. This is one time that I agree with any council member from the Montgomery County Council.
It's a red letter day.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often, right. Hans Reimer.
Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Greatly appreciated.
Take care. Goodbye.
Thank you, sir.
824.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Brian Wilson here to once again tell everyone looking for a real estate agency that now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of REMAX Allegiance. Just ask anyone who met Frank Prindle, and they'll tell you they've just met their next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does the guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you reapron work? Yes, it does. That's been Frank's promise since the day I met him. He stands by it proudly today. Consider Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for the quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on market. Home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to have the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Anybody going over 25 out there, Jamie?
No, they're not.
I didn't think so. Now it's a moot point.
All right, well, we do have some changes for the better. Here they come on 270 because traffic is finally released. Accident investigation is done on I-70 eastbound where they had that exit ramp to go south on 270 shut down for a long time. So I'm seeing traffic move through there again. Still not seeing much of any backups through Urbana and Clarksburg, the heaviest for now. Germantown, Gaithersburg, and into Rockville. Also a bit of a change on 27 Ridge Road. I would still avoid if you can or just allow patients an extra time. 27 Ridge Road at Route 80, Kemptown Road. That had been shut down. An accident brought down the utility pole and wires. But now, with police on the scene, it looks like they're alternating using the one southbound lane. So they're alternating traffic there. So you can imagine that's going to take some time. Let's go Virginia near Fair Oaks Mall, if that's your destination. Eastbound, inbound 50 as you head toward West Ox Road for the crash. And the George Washington Parkway, northbound near Spout Run. Watch for crash, accident, at cleanup. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womenshearts. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure exiting stage right. The clouds go away eventually. A little chilly this morning, but not too bad for this time of year. Northwest breeze around. Developing sunshine, 52 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
43 degrees at 827.
Business owners, pay attention to this important message. Silver Rock Funding has access to millions of dollars in private investor capital to lend to established businesses. Do you own a business and need cash? Our investors are looking beyond credit scores to find you funds to help you grow. If you own an existing business and have been making at least $10,000 a month, then grab a pen or call right now from your cell phone, 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354. Call Silver Rock Funding at 800-688-1354. That's 800-688-1354.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
I am the power of one.
I am the power of one.
We are the power of one.
By agreeing to have my
our
Novic power bill rounded up each month,
my few cents
added to my few cents
added to our few cents
add up to help improve lives in the local community.
Support Operation Roundup by having your Novic power bill rounded up to the next dollar.
That's the power of your small change added to others.
That's the power of one.
Sign up today at novic.com.
Being a letter carrier and walking 20,000 steps, which equals up to about 10 miles a day, it's tough. I really didn't have feet problems, I had back problems. The people at the Good Feet store really educated me about what the arch supports could actually do. And lo and behold, I have no more back problems.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Coming up, it's the 75th anniversary of the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. Do we still remember the right lessons from Pearl Harbor? We'll discuss it coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Donald Trump is this year's Time Magazine Person of the Year. Nancy Gibbs is the magazine's editor.
You know, the person of the year, as we always remind people, is the person who has had the greatest influence on events for better or worse. And the fascinating thing this year is I've never seen so much agreement over who had the most influence or the most disagreement over whether it was for better or worse.
Mr. Trump beat out Hillary Clinton and hackers for the Time Magazine honor. A broken water main in the Gainesville Haymarket area has left some schools without water this morning, says spokeswoman Irene Cromer.
There are about 10 schools affected from elementary to middle to high school in the Gainesville Haymarket area. We want to let parents know that students should bring bottled water for their personal use.
You can see a list of the affected communities at WMAL.com. Comet Ping Pong Pizza Restaurant in Washington has now reopened 2 days after a man came in with a rifle and fired a shot in what police say was an attempt to investigate a fake news story. Comet owner James Alafanta says he's overwhelmed and incredibly touched by the support of our community, and he praised his employees.
My employees are really an incredible group of young people, and they inspire me every day, and it's really an inspiration for, I think, everyone in this country.
28-year-old suspect Edgar Madison Welch remains in jail. A few dozen survivors will gather today at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, to mark the 75th anniversary of the Japanese attack that plunged the U.S. into World War II. Ceremonies are also set to take place today at the World War II Memorial here in Washington. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,252, the Nasdaq at 5,333. Sports, the Wizards lose. College ball, Virginia wins. Navy wins. AU loses. The Maryland women win again. Hockey, the Caps host the Bruins tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. I know where you can get both. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and right now you could save money and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around that could save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. Get the deal of a lifetime. No money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today, 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, better is Route 4, so you can now use Route 4 coming out of Upper Marlboro. Virtually delay-free now to get past Dower House Road toward the Beltway. That's where we had the earlier crash gone. Now, once you get up to the Beltway, if your destination is to cross the Wilson Bridge, delays beginning this morning before you get to Route 5. Just that solid lineup. DC 295 has been struggling northbound. Have the earlier crash cleanup was northbound 295 right near the exit to go onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge. The freeway, southeast-southwest freeway, heavy volume each direction. 395 near King Street. That crash has been gone for a while, but still slow. George Washington Parkway commuters are going to hit that volume southbound near 123, northbound near the exit to get to Spout Run. That's where we had the crash. It looks like lanes reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Morning clouds giving way to sunshine today. A northwest breeze, 52. Tonight, we'll drop to 36. Tomorrow, clouds give way to sunshine, 48. Still a northwest breeze, 10 to 20 miles an hour. And then by Friday, we're only in the low 40s. Same thing Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 42 in Springfield, 43 in Waldorf, 44 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President of the United States, speaking on December 8, 1941. Today is the 75th anniversary of the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor by the Japanese Empire. And also, it's important to note that that speech was accompanied with a request that Congress declare war on Japan. That plus a December 11th, 1941 declaration of war against Germany and Italy, and then later in June of 1942, declarations of war against Bulgaria, Hungary, and Romania, all constitute declarations of war for World War II and the last time Congress has formally declared war on a foreign power. And I think that's important to note 75 years ago, all starting with the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor. And there's a couple of things that I'd love to discuss about this. First of all, you got to, if you're on Twitter, even if you're not on Twitter, go check out the Twitter feed for the USS Arizona. Of course, the USS Arizona is the memorial that is there in Pearl Harbor in Honolulu, Hawaii. And the Twitter account is USS Arizona. They are live tweeting the attack. And of course, the actual attack began at 7:48 in the morning, Hawaii time. So there's, you know, the actual attack has not happened yet from their perspective, and it's going to be an interesting and fascinating thing to watch. But they are tweeting, you know, the Japanese planes have left, you know, or have left. And this is right. What the emperor said to the people who would be involved in that attack. It's chilling to watch it unfold. The last thing they tweeted, by the way, From, it says, this is 1 hour ago, in Washington, there is a continued concern about the potential threat of Japanese aggression in the Pacific. So Washington knew that there's a possibility, but they had no idea, according to most accounts, that this was about to happen. We said at the time, Americans did, they used this rallying cry, Brian, remember Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And people, I think now 75 years later, might see that as some sort of a revenge statement. You know, let's remember what the Japanese did at Pearl Harbor and let's get them. And so after World War II, it was over. But I think remember Pearl Harbor meant something much bigger. It meant let's not let our guard down again. Let's remember that we can't take our role in the world with any level of complacency. Let's remember that we can't take for granted that there are enemies out there and they do want to do us harm. Yes, 75 years ago, it was Japan and Nazi Germany. But we have other threats out there. And I would argue that the events of September 11th show that we have lost sight of that lesson from Pearl Harbor, that we don't remember Pearl Harbor the way that we should. And I think that we still have taken our eye off the ball a bit.
You know, I remember reading a story a few years back where they were talking about what happened in Washington on the day of Pearl Harbor. Because we didn't have instantaneous news coverage the way we do now. And there were a lot of people at a Redskins game.
Is that right?
And the PA announcer would say, General Smith, please call your office. And one by one, all these names that were being called by the PA announcer were military leaders who were being called back to the Pentagon because we'd been hit. Mm. So, I mean, that was always a memory I thought was sort of interesting. The lesson of Pearl Harbor and why we say remember Pearl Harbor was that we wanted to be prepared. We weren't prepared. We weren't as strong as we needed to be. We had let the military dwindle. And we needed to be prepared to fight a war on two fronts. That is the lesson of Pearl Harbor. And I think we were reminded, you know, I think we sort of over the years got complacent and we weren't fighting wars and we're spending a lot on military and let's let it, you know, let's draw it down, let's make it smaller, we don't need this much, there are the threats, don't require it. But you don't know when the threats are going to be there. You know, you never know when 9/11 is going to happen. And 9/11 sort of reminded us that we need to be on guard. We need to be aware. Not everybody has our best interest at heart. And I think we've started to forget it again. And I regret that. Yeah. I think that's wrong. We need to be strong. We need a very, very, very powerful military. One that people look at and say, well, I wouldn't want to mess with that. You know, that's what Reagan was his whole idea. You don't want to challenge us. Look how strong we are. And we were. And I think we've gone away from that. And I think our military really needs some rebuilding right now. And that's one of my great hopes about this incoming administration.
Another important thing that needs to be remembered today, December 7th, 2016, 75 years after that infamous attack. There were 60,000 military personnel stationed on Oahu. The attack claimed the lives of 2,403 Americans. As of now, only 7 known Pearl Harbor survivors are still living in Hawaii. And I think that it's important to remember their valor, their courage, and the valor and courage of the tens of thousands of men and women who followed them after that attack, signed up, volunteered, couldn't wait to put on the uniform of the United States military and defend our country and defend freedom around the world. And not only those veterans of the Greatest Generation, but also every veteran and every man and woman who continues to raise their hand and say, sign me up. I'm here to fight for freedom. So on this December 7th, 2016, we remember Pearl Harbor. You bet we do. And remember all the reasons why we should remember Pearl Harbor.
It is now 8:43.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at joinoverheaddoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? That is a great choice. You know, the rental market is red hot. It has been for quite some time. It's going to get even better with the new administration coming to town, right? That's demand, and you're sitting on some supply right now. So why not go from average homeowner to savvy investor? But do it right. Do it the smart way. Rent your house with the help of Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. What's rent estate? Well, when you rent your property, it delivers a steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax breaks. That's what's called rent estate, where you can go from homeowner to investor. But you got to use Renters Warehouse. Why? Well, for just $80 a month, they'll price your property, find you great tenants, and they do it quick, by the way. They'll collect the rent and also take all the maintenance calls you don't want to deal with. All you got to do is sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call them 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It is now 8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Riverdale, Chevrolet, 50 BW Parkway. We're still in the thick of the rush hour to get on to DC 295 southbound. Northbound, though, if you're heading northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, this will take you, this is inside the Beltway, past Capitol Plaza. The crash is going to be before you get to 410. Again, northbound side with some unusual backups. So if you normally take that and you're buzzing along this morning, slowing. George Washington Parkway, southbound within the backups that begin south of 123, down toward Key Bridge and the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. We have a crash near the Overlooks. 395, yep, still slow landmark and across the 14th Street Bridge. But what's got hit really hard this morning is the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway as you head up toward Reagan National Airport and then to merge onto the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Nothing currently reported along the way. Wilson Bridge backups, you're still back near Route 5 from Maryland into Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running overcast around this morning, but clearing coming. We'll continue to see more and more sunshine as the day goes on. 52 with a northwest breeze. Tonight, a little colder, 36. Suburbs will be colder than that. Probably some 20 showing up. About to go away to sunshine tomorrow, 48. Colder air in for late weekend to the weekend. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 degrees at 847. And we move from the greatest generation, a legion of badass American men and women who put on the uniform and kicked Nazi butt from North Africa up through Europe and jumped on newly minted battleships and aircraft carriers and bombed the hell out of the Japanese enemy in the Pacific. We move from that generation to our current generation of young men and women who,
yes,
are having issues with the world around them. I point you...
Poor snowflake.
They're so fragile. Yeah. I point you first to University of Maryland, College Park, Maryland, right here.
Really? Right around the corner.
Where the Student Government Association is promoting the idea of building nap rooms on campus. The students will pay for it through dues to the SGA. Yeah. Apparently, they want to implement these napping stations so that in the middle of the day, these young college students trying to get a higher education so that they can join our world. You know, these people can vote right now.
Yeah.
But sometimes in the middle of the day, they want to take a nap.
Well, because it's stressful being at college.
Oh.
Yeah. So let me get this right.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of hormonal college kids,
yeah,
who are going to have places where they can find a bed throughout the campus.
Mm-hmm.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, so you think these napping stations are going to be converted into a
do the nasty station.
I'm thinking.
Well, maybe, but I don't think that's what's at play here. I think that they just, you know, it's really hard to study all day and then go to classes and do the things. Yeah. I just need a nap. I need my binky and I need my teddy bear.
That's right.
And I wonder if at the same time that they're spending money on their napping stations, or if they're going to be setting up some new policies where there are no frat parties and no dorm parties and no...
So that they're not sleeping.
Well, of course.
If they would just go to bed at a regular hour.
Shut off the Wi-Fi at 10 p.m. So
that's
everybody can get to bed early.
To
and yeah, that's
right.
not going to happen. Meanwhile, over in San Francisco at the airport.
That's a bellwether place, if ever. I mean, what happens in San Francisco comes to the rest of the nation, right?
At the San Francisco airport, we have often talked about people bringing their therapy animals onto planes, right? And it's just something that we do not like.
We don't like it.
We don't like it at all. And there's been a big joke about the therapy pig. Right? That people bring
their therapy pig on the plane.
And I think you've commented that actually bacon is your therapy pig, if I remember
right.
That's what puts you in your happy place. Well, San Francisco International Airport is joining a growing list of airports, according to USA Today, where they're trying to accommodate passengers' needs for their little comfort animals before the flight without actually them having to take the animal onto the plane. So they have actually brought in their own therapy pig at the airport.
A therapy
pig. They have, it's named, it's a Juliana pig named Lilu. You got
that's
something,
my pig
is
voice.
That like a little phlegm situation there? Lilu is the first pig to be certified in the Animal Assisted Therapy Program of the San Francisco Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. She has a variety of costumes.
Oh, really?
Including a Wag Brigade Pet Me vest. Mm-hmm. And according to USA Today here, she performs a variety of tricks, including greeting people with her snout or a wave, twirling and standing up on her back hooves, and playing a toy piano. So if you're stressed out and you want to bring your therapy animal onto the plane, no, don't do that. Just go, if you're in San Francisco, and pet the pig.
I would love to see a pig stand on its hind legs and play a toy piano.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
We need a therapy pig here at WMAL for Mornings on the Mall. It gets stressful doing what we do.
Yes, I'm...
Do you have any ideas for a therapy pig, Brian?
A therapy pig... And a napping station.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Now we have a few empty offices.
I'm telling you, a napping station would be a great thing, you know, given you and I get up so early in the morning and before we head out on the highways and take a little nap.
There's no napping in radio. Mm. It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
A spoonful of sugar may help the medicine go down, but it also does a lot more than that. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Children aged 2 to 18 should consume no more than 6 teaspoons of added sugar a day. That's a number to remember from the American Heart Association. Now, don't worry as much about naturally occurring sugars in whole, unprocessed foods like milk, fruit, vegetables, and some grains. Instead, watch out for added ingredients that end in -ose, like glucose or fructose. A diet high in added sugars is strongly associated with weight gain, obesity, insulin resistance, abnormal cholesterol, and fatty liver disease in children, says the paper's lead author. And all of these increase future cardiovascular risk. Dr. Robert Lustig, a respected authority on sugar, says it's like alcohol, but for kids. It activates the brain's reward center to make you consume more. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
All right, have you noticed all this rain that we've been having? and the problems that you have because your gutters are full of leaves and can't take care of the rain. Serious problem. It can cause big problems for your home. Foundation damage, wood rot, soil erosion. Climbing a ladder is an accident waiting to happen. So stop playing the how long can I procrastinate cleaning out my gutters game. Just pick up the phone and call Leaf Garden, and your problems will go away forever. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system. It lets the water in. It keeps the leaves and debris on the outside. It comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty if it ever does clog, which it won't. LeafGuard will be out there with their ladders and their technicians to clean them for free. And that's a warranty, by the way, that transfers with the home. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off the cost of all downspouts. They'll even give you a $25 gift certificate with your free in-home estimate. Schedule your problem. Never have to think about mucking out those gutters again. 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or find out more online at briangutters.com.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask, are you getting the best rate? And Health Markets offers a free service to help folks maximize their Medicare benefits and save money.
The enrollment period for Medicare has already started. What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. It's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare service is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
The deadline for enrollment is just days away, so you need to act now. Call 800-912-8834, 800-912-8834, 800-912-8834.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, as we try to end the rush hour, better news and toward the Damascus area. Route 27 Ridge Road reopened at Kemptown Road, Route 80. That had been shut down most of the morning rush hour with the crash. You can use 27 Ridge Road, and I'm not seeing any delays there. Everyone had been avoiding that, so you can take that. Unfortunately, a late crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway is going to be in Laurel, southbound direction. Southbound as you approach 197, again on the B-dub for the crash. On 395, we have an accident in the backups that as you come out of Shirlington to the 14th Street Bridge, right near Boundary Channel, it's the right lane blocked. I really only see one. It's like a large white van, but the VDOT truck behind it, they block the right lane. Update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue says, start a new holiday tradition like Dickie's new prime rib here for the holidays. Make this prime rib a part of a Dickie's meal or holiday feast, along with your favorite sides in their famous buttery rolls. Order at the restaurant or at Dickie's.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Morning clouds give way to sunshine today. A northwest breeze, 52. Tonight, we'll drop to 36. Tomorrow, clouds give way to sunshine, 48. Still a northwest breeze, 10 to 20 miles an hour. And then by Friday, we're only in the low 40s. Same thing Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 degrees at 8:57.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Wednesday, the middlest day of the week. Yep, just stuck there in the middle of a 125,000 square foot casino, hopping from poker to roulette to the Voltaggio Brothers' innovative new take on the steakhouse at a hotel slash theater slash nightlife destination beyond anything in your wildest imaginings. Just another hump day on the books.
At MGM National Harbor, even Wednesdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tomorrow, Thursday, we'll be joined by Jake Tapper of CNN.
Okay. And today on your drive home, I hope you tune into Washington's Drive at 5 as we give you the latest news on what happened today. Coming up next is Chris Plant.
Hello, Christopher.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I was watching CNN this morning and I thought, fake news? Who wants to talk about fake news? Then I looked at my Washington Post. More fake news stories on the front page of the Washington Post today about this Comet pizza thing. And I've got some updates on all of this. I want to talk about fake news. There's some interesting developments.